and start establishing those expectations and that end in mind with a really positive and healthy mindset about yourself and what you contribute to your family and to your friend groups and to your community, and go into it with that feeling of yourself versus all the things that you wish that you could have done differently in the past.
I'm Meg, mindfulness and meditation teacher, social emotional learning expert, and loving mama of two. As women, we often wear all the hats, have very full plates, are spread too thin, and sometimes have trouble balancing it all. You're not alone. It's my life's passion to help women find more peace, purpose, compassion, and presence in a very busy world. Every woman listening will walk away with support, guidance, and real-life tools to use today. No matter where you are in life, you will learn to live a life you truly love. Come along with me as we get real and vulnerable. I am here to help keep you grounded, access the present moment, live with more intention, and navigate all that comes your way. So grab your AirPods and maybe find that cup of cold coffee. This is Our Mindful Way. I can't believe the holiday season is upon us. And while the holidays might bring up excitement and happiness, it might also bring in a little stress or pressure. And I want you to know that you're not alone here. The holidays, it can sometimes feel complicated, but I know most of us, we are really excited for what's to come. Sometimes shopping and gifting and hosting and making the magic happen and giving to others and hosting all the events and trying to do all the things, oh my gosh, it's a lot. And that visible and invisible load in motherhood, it grows and grows this time of year. And we can experience burnout. We can experience overwhelm. We get swept up in the hustle and bustle that we end up watching from the sidelines. But in today's episode, Jordan Jensen and I, we sit down and we walk you through how to set up yourself for success this holiday season. And success might mean more calmness, more ease, more relaxation, and more presence. We will help you so you can embrace and savor these really special and joyful moments, because it is the most wonderful time of the year. So join us and listen in. We talk about planning with the end in mind. Jordan walks us through a little visualization, and we're really connecting to how we want to feel this holiday season. That allows us to make aligned decisions and create boundaries. Perhaps that means hosting less events or saying no to all the different light shows. Or maybe that means being really protective of your Sunday evenings that you're hoping for holiday movies and hot chocolate at home. Whatever that might be for you is going to help you stay true to what matters most. Jordan also shares about her famous wrapped and done by December 1. Maybe you'll want to embrace that this year. We talk about communication and how important it is to communicate our needs and what's important to us with our partner and our families. Jordan also brings up how she front loads the month of December. Whether that's wrapping gifts or taking paid time off, you are going to walk away with some ideas and decisions to help you truly step into the holiday season feeling excited and more at ease. How do you want to feel when it's all over, when you look back at the holiday season? I'm so excited for Jordan and I to connect with you in this way and to help walk you through and use these practical tips so you can take control and stop watching from the sidelines. More relaxation, more ease, more presence and joy. Yes, please. Now, on to the show.
I am so excited to welcome you here, Jordan. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
I would love it if you could share a little bit about you and also answer the question, what do you love most about the holiday season?
Oh, okay. I'm Jordan Jensen. I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I am the mom of four young kids, actually four under 11. which is just crazy to me. We actually moved to Idaho in May of 2021. We just wanted to simplify things and focus in on our family. And so we have been doing that ever since. And I actually ended up getting pregnant in that period of time. So we added to our family with our fourth just 6 months ago. I am a business coach and I am a leader in the hemp wellness space. I'm currently building a sales team with Green Compass. And I am lucky enough to be able to do that on social media, like a lot of us. I'm so thankful for the work that I do. It is the best job ever, being able to do the work within a community that I love. And yeah, and my favorite thing about Christmas, the holidays, oh gosh, as I'm looking out the window right now and it's dumping our first snow, I have to say it's probably just the winter vibes. I really enjoy living in an area that has seasons, and the snow comes on Christmas here very often. So if we are able to have a white Christmas, I would love that. But I think it's really, truly just the traditions of the holidays, just being able to make cookies and, you know, watch Christmas movies and have a hot fire. And this year I get to drink hot toddies. So yeah.
Oh, I think I can agree to all of that. It's just that feel, right? That nostalgia, that those traditions, that warm, that comforting feeling. It's an exciting time. It can sometimes bring in a little bit of stress, and we're going to talk about that today. And for those of you that don't know, Jordan and I, we go back a couple of years. We actually met in the Instagram space, and listen, there are pros and cons to that space, but it is mostly pros for both of us. And I'm so grateful to have crossed paths in a business fashion, but also we have become good friends over this time. And I'm just so grateful. I think our conversation today is going to be so helpful to so many of you listening. So the holidays absolutely bring that sense of comfort, like I was just saying, and Jordan described. I mean, it all sounds so good, but there's also some stress and some overwhelm. And we know that as moms and as women, we have that visible load, right? But we also have that invisible load that is just constantly growing and growing and growing. And around the holiday season, there's this weird feeling of we're so excited, but we can definitely get caught up in that hustle and bustle. And we end up missing those moments. And I think bringing in mindfulness and the intentionality around the holidays, how we can set ourselves up for success here. How can we bring in more ease? Maybe a new plan, maybe some new boundaries, maybe inspiration to really connect with what matters most. And you guys know I love that question. And Jordan is one of the most mindful, perfect people that I can think of to really just have this candid, open conversation about what works for her, what works for me, and just tying it up with a beautiful bow as we head into the most wonderful time of the year. So let's see. I would love to talk about, you know, sometimes most of us moms, if we're shopping for all the people, we're trying to plan the perfect dinner party, we are trying to hide the presents and go to this event, go to that event, we can feel frazzled and distracted. And we're not present. And I know, Jordan, you really prioritize really the opposite of those things, which are feelings of calmness, alignment, more relaxed and more present. And we both believe that we can achieve that. So I would love to really tap into, how do we want to feel this holiday season? I'm smiling because I ask my clients this all the time, and I ask this community all the time. I'm really big on connecting to our feelings and connecting to an intention. But Jordan uses it in a different way, a really cool way. And I would love for you, Jordan, to take us through what you do each year to set the stage for a slower, present, more memorable holiday season.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel so excited for the holidays. You just, yeah, I love when you said it all sounds so good, right? But it can also be a really triggering time of year. And so one of the things that I learned when I became certified in coaching and business coaching is how to think about things from a solution focused mindset. And I guess what that really means is how to think about, well, how I make, what I make it mean is how to think about things with the end in mind. And so when I think about the entire year and all of the different opportunities that we have to show up in short like short moments, like little bursts of time. That could be anything from, you know, a long weekend. It could be a family vacation, a Christmas, you know, holiday breaks, spring breaks, anything that has like a beginning and an end. Even things that are super stressful, like medical procedures and things that you need to be extremely focused and present for, being able to put yourself into that experience in advance and ask yourself, how do I want to talk about that particular period of time? How do I want to describe myself in that period of time? And so when you're able to do that and you're able to think about the end in mind, you can then imagine how you want to feel and then back into it. And so when I think about the holidays in particular, okay, the holidays can start December 1st for some, November 1st. I mean, I'm playing Christmas music. I don't know if anyone else is, but I am. And so when I imagine how I want to feel that first week of January, when my kids are back to school, when, you know, things, the dust has settled, you know, how do I want to show up in my own memory of that experience of these, of this holiday season? And I know for a fact, I don't want to imagine myself as a frazzled, distracted, triggered, unhappy, stressed out mom. I don't want those things. So what do I want? Okay, I want to feel present and prepared and content, and I want to feel the magic too. I don't want to be like a on the sidelines, you know? So that's one of the things. I don't want to be a martyr during this period of time or these memories in my life. So that's how I like to look at it, is to imagine it. And I do that with a lot of things throughout the year. And I think I prepare for this time of year. This is probably one of the most exciting times of the year, both in business and personally for many people. And why not show up with intention and show up mindfully and show up with really clear boundaries so that you can have the best time too.
That is so powerful. And I think what you just said, so many moms can relate to, of watching from the sidelines. So many moms are so into doing that they're not actually enjoying, and actually savoring those moments, savoring the beauty that comes with the holiday season, right? Whether it's snow or it's Christmas music or it's cookies baking, right? There's a lot of joy. And yes, there are some times and some people experience, you know, they're triggered by some things or it's a tough time during the holiday season. But if we can support ourselves and set ourselves up for success and what that looks like to Jordan might be very different than what it looks like to me. So I love that, starting with the end in mind, Jordan. And when you do that, I love that. So everyone listening, go ahead and take a minute to really think about that. When January hits, what do you want to say about how your holiday season was? How do you want to feel coming out of that beautiful time that we have available to us? So let's get down to a little bit more, you know, in the throes of things. How do you do this? I want to hear from you. How do you actually do this? You mentioned boundary setting, and I know being really intentional, setting intentions is huge. I also know that you do something called Wrapped and Done by December 1. So listen, if you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, it's not for me, I want you to keep listening, because it's not just about getting the presents wrapped, but you might decide to take action a little bit differently this year after hearing how Jordan explains what she does and why she does it. So Jordan, can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like you said, enjoying any period of time, especially the holidays, is about boundary setting. And one of the things that tends to get me very distracted, very all over the place and frazzled is the big Christmas shopping stuff and the wrapping of the gifts. And so, you know, all of the like hustle and bustle and all of the excitement, especially when it comes to wrapping presents and doing the gifts, can be exciting for a lot of people. But for me personally, it's really the one thing that can take me away from the things that I actually would rather enjoy doing. And so there's so much that we can do in advance of the holiday season to really, truly prepare. And so one of the things that I do is I really try my best to get all of my holiday shopping done and all of my presents wrapped by December 1st. Do I do that every year? No. Are there some days I'm doing, you know, some years that I've been doing it on December 7th? Yeah. But hey, that's better than, for me, that's better than doing it on December 23rd. And so that's one of the things that I started doing, but the whole intent around it is so that I can be present for the things that I love, that I am not distracted by the gifts that are sitting in a, you know, boxes and undone wrapping paper and bows and tape station, all that. It's so that I can enjoy baking cookies with my kids, so that I can say yes to, you know, popping by the kids' classroom or doing things spontaneously with girlfriends or going to holiday events or sitting down with the kids and watching a movie without being distracted by doing other things or making extra sourdough loaves for people in my life, whatever it is, so that I can do the things that I want. And I don't have this big like to-do that's just sitting there. I think that lingering of like another present showed up, so I got to go wrap it. Another present just showed up at the porch, or I just have to go get this one more last thing. I don't want to do that in December. So that's kind of the whole idea around it. When it comes to wrapped and done by December 1, that's one example of what I do. I also have other ideas for our listeners around how to set boundaries that might make sense too for them. So we can talk about those too.
Yes, I want to hear about them. And I just want to say something that just came to mind when you were describing that. The way that you just walked us through, it makes me want to do it too. So Matt and I do like to wrap. We cut it pretty close on, you know, Christmas Eve. We're downstairs praying that the kids will go to bed early and so we can get everything done. And it's kind of thrilling. However, you just brought this clarity to me. And it's something that I know in my own mindfulness practice is that all of those other things that you just described, they take us away. You just laid it out for us perfectly. All of those little things that are the hustle and bustle that do bring us joy, that is exciting, it is taking us out of the now at times. So we are, you know, our brain, like we have all these things, you know, piling up around us, or the to-do list is getting long and it's exciting. We're supposed to be enjoying. But when it comes to the enjoying, we're pulled in a million directions. We're stretched in a million directions because we have a little bit of guilt that we haven't done that yet.
Yes.
Or we have it sitting on the side and we're like, oh my gosh, I have to get to that. And we don't get to truly fully embrace and embody those moments. And that goes back with the end in mind. How do you want to feel? Do you want this year to feel easy? Do you want to be able to go to those spontaneous girls' nights? Do you want to be able to go to that Christmas light show? Do you want to be able to go see your grandma 2 hours away? So we need to kind of take a step back and set ourselves up for success with these weeks leading up to this busy time of year. And yes, I absolutely, please share with us. We would love to hear a couple of other ideas and ways that you do this, because I also know you talk about sort of front loading the month of December. And What does that look like?
So setting boundaries this time of year can be as simple as just talking about things in advance. Communication is just so critically important. I think all the time, you know, you'll hear me talk about that all the time. If you know me, that if you're communicating in advance and you're communicating your intent, it makes things so much easier because it just removes any assumptions. It removes emotion, unintended emotion, and it removes guilt. You said that thing about guilt. Oh my gosh. If you can sit down with your partner in advance, like right now, it's what day is it? November 3rd, in advance, and say, hey, honey, what do you want the holidays to feel like this year? And hear from them what it is that they want to hear or they want to experience, excuse me. And then you're able to align with them and say, oh my gosh, me too. I mean, if we could do three things, if we could prioritize the three most special things this holiday season, what would your three be? Oh my gosh. Okay. My three would be this. Sounds like we've got a couple of overlaps. Okay. Having that conversation now and being able to hear from the other person, and maybe it's not just your partner. I mean, especially those of us that have older kids that are very aware of how things can feel during this time of year, asking your kids, what are the three things that you love doing this time of year that you want us to really make sure that we don't like get to the end of the year get to the end of the year, but get to the end of the holidays, go, oh shoot, we didn't go ice skating. I know you said you wanted to do that last year and we didn't. How do we get that on the calendar? So I really feel like a lot of it is about communication and asking your partner, asking your kiddos how they want to experience the holidays, asking them about their three priorities, asking them how they want to remember it. And then you asked another question around front loading. And, you know, front loading is something that can come in very handy as a business owner or as just a, you know, as somebody that works, I mean, everyone, right? For the most part. And so how can you look at your month, the month of December, for example, and really make sure that you're prioritizing the right tasks for the right time of the month? It's almost like you're compartmentalizing the month. And you are looking at like the first 10 days or the first 2 weeks of December and saying, okay, this is when I'm going to be focusing in on my business. I'm going to do as much as I can during that period of time. I will caveat that with saying, be realistic about what you can accomplish in 10 days or 14 days when you're setting your goals for the holidays, professional goals for the holidays. Be realistic about that. And the one thing I would say about that too is talk about that out loud and make sure that those around you know what the month is going to look like. So again, coming back to that concept of communication. Okay, we're entering into the holidays. I just want to talk to you a little bit about what November is going to look like, what I might need from you in November in order to stay accountable to doing this way. I think that's the one thing too, is just being able to, you know, really communicate what it's going to look like in advance, get alignment, set those expectations so that you then have permission to not only do those things, but they actually have permission to then hold you accountable to it. If you're able to be held accountable and you give permission when you're not in the moment, when you're not like, I'm just trying to get my work done. I told you, hey, you said that you were going to be done doing this on December 12th and it's December 14th. Like this isn't what you said you wanted. This isn't what we talked about. If you have that type of trust and confidence in the type of communication you have with your partner and you allow for that accountability, whew, it's not all on your shoulders anymore. You are like, you're right. I did say that. And thank you for reminding me. And I want to be done. I'm closing that laptop, you know? So I think that's one thing that's kind of wrapped up in the communication. But I will say one more thing on that, similar to the whole communicating out your commitments in advance, is really taking time off. I think, especially if you work in corporate, especially if you have paid time off, truly taking that time off. I feel like what happens, especially in the last couple of years where we're able to work remotely, we can work from anywhere. It's very easy to just not take that PTO day and then to just like, say, I'm just going to, you know, work an hour in the morning and I'm not going to count it as a paid time off. But what happens is that really does impact your ability to be present and in the moment, like really take the time off from work so that you're able to be present and give yourself that gift versus just being half in and half out of the holidays.
Hey guys, did you hear the news? Mindfulness for Moms. It's happening right now. The Mindful Mama series is officially open. It's only around for a little bit of time and there are limited spots available. This is for the mom who does it all. The one who puts everyone first. The mom who's feeling overwhelmed, busy, foggy, and maybe just going through the motions. This is for the mom who needs a little more compassion, mindfulness, acceptance, balance, and inner peace. This 3-session package is filled with valuable techniques and things you can put into action today. Together, we unpack the ins and outs of motherhood, your unmet needs, and so much more. We will identify the best techniques and curate tools and practices to meet your needs so you can have more presence, peace, and patience. The Mindful Mama series is only available this month, so don't wait. And my podcast community got first dibs on the promo MAMA to save you $100 at checkout. This is the lowest it will ever be to get to work together. These sessions are tailored to you. You are not alone. More understanding of ourselves and our emotions, ways to manage stress and overwhelm, accessing the present moment and bringing that into our marriage and our families and even at work. Gosh, it is so worth it, Mama. You are worthy of that. Go ahead, head to the link in the description to claim your spot, or message me over on Instagram if you have any questions at all. I am here to hold your hand and help you cross over to make those lifelong changes for your life and your family's life.
Yeah, and I think that brings up a great point. I actually was just talking to a friend today, and she said, oh my gosh, I just checked my PTO and I can't believe how many days I have. So she used to work in a school, and you don't get a lot of days in a school. Now she's in a different job and she has all these days. And mm-hmm. she's like, it's already November and I haven't taken any. She has four kids. She works full time. I got onto a voice memo. I said, what are you doing? And if you're listening, Sarah, hi. you have to take these days. You earned these days. You are worthy of these days. So many of us are wired to think that we just have to keep going, 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 or I got this, right? Mm-hmm. But Jordan just brought up such a beautiful point. And when you put it in the realm of being present with your family, those PTO days, taking those days, you are allowed to. One, that's your permission. And two, think of what can happen during those days that you get to fully immerse yourself in these moments with your family. I also wanted to go back to something you were talking about, and that's boundaries and communicating with your spouse or your partner. I think that's so huge. Matt and I do this on the weekends, so we never make plans without one another. It's just something that we've set in our marriage, and it's important for our family. Again, going back to our values, going back to the end in mind. How do you want it to feel? What's a priority for you? What matters most in this season? So bringing that into the holidays is so helpful. Lately, I've gotten a lot of messages from friends and a lot of invitations to different shows, you know, whether it's like a musical or a light show or a holiday party or, you know, Christmas decorating cookie thing. It's so easy to say yes to everything. It really is. Maybe you experience FOMO, you don't want to miss out. And especially, you know, living through a pandemic, you kind of want to get out there, or maybe you don't, maybe you don't. Just a side note, I definitely am experiencing social anxiety in different social settings because it's been a while since we're kind of like easing back into the rhythm of what used to be or what is going to be. So really get in tune here with what matters most to you. You don't have to say yes to everything. You don't. And like what Jordan just said, having your spouse and partner to be on the same page as you also ensures that no one's going to be disappointed and that your hopes are going to be just, you're going to have false expectations and then you're going to feel disappointed or less than when something doesn't go your way or how you hoped. So I love that. I think getting really clear with your spouse and, but also giving yourself permission to say no. If something does not align with how you want to show up this holiday season, or if you really want to focus on slower weekends at home with the fire, with Christmas movies, with hot chocolate, maybe FaceTiming your mom, like whatever that looks like for you, honor that. Honor that. I think that's why it's so important to really connect with that end in mind and how you want to feel, because it's easy to be bombarded. It's easy to be pulled in and go do all the things. And then you feel exhausted. And then you feel like you were spread too thin. And if that's not the feeling you're going for, you know, you want to help yourself here. And I love those concrete examples that you've given us. And I like the idea of the front loading of for our business and for our work. And I'm definitely going to take that for my own business. And I'm going to also communicate that and share that with Matt. I think it's really helpful when we listen to podcasts or read books or we talk with friends, and then we're able to go to our spouse and say, hey, I was listening to this podcast and they had a really great idea, a front loading the month of December. How could this work for you? How could you get yourself set? So then for those two last weeks of December, your mind is not elsewhere. You don't feel the pressure to check your email 5,000 times a day. You don't feel like you're being pulled, so you can actually enjoy these moments, because we know they are fleeting. But the more that we can be present and access those moments to truly feel that savoring feelings, we are going to feel more fulfilled. We are going to feel that joy of Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, that much more. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I want to add one thing, Megan, that you said that, I mean, as you were talking about that, and as I was like almost hearing myself back, something else came to mind. And that is how important our friend groups are and our family is to this process as well. And so one of the things that came to mind is, you know, as you're thinking about hosting things, right? I know for me personally, over the years, I have hosted lots of the holidays, like Thanksgiving into Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, all of those things. And I know those were the years that were the hardest for me personally, because I didn't set an expectation or a boundary up front. And partly also because I do like hosting. I do like it. I like having things at my home. But what would happen is it would be so exhausting. And one of the things that came to mind is how neat it would be to be able to send an email right to your family and say, I wanted to get lined up on the holiday plans. I know last year I hosted X, Y, and Z. I would love to host X this year, but I'm hoping someone else would be willing to host Y and Z. And just getting ahead of it and then seeing, okay, there's probably other people within your family that would love to host. And maybe they just assumed you'd love to host all the things. And maybe you do love to host, but it's not healthy for you to do all those things. So to rely on your family to not only support you, right, and what you need, but to ask for what you need and to give someone the opportunity to help you. And that's the same thing with friends, right? Circling around with your friends and say, guys, I want you to help hold me accountable this year. I really want to say no to more things. And I'm just saying this in advance, because if I say no to something of yours, I really hope you understand why. And it's because I'm doing this with the intent of being able to say yes more to things within my own home that I tend to say no to. Being able to articulate that to your friends and being able to see them lean into that and go, oh my gosh, of course, not only are they going to want to support you, but what you just did was set an example and give them permission to do the same. And that is so powerful. When you become, you're able to, I guess, normalize boundary setting within your close groups. And then it feels, you don't feel guilty. It feels just so normal and natural and healthy. You are creating such a stronger dynamic within those circles within your life.
I love that. And isn't that what life is all about? It's those deeper connections, it's those deeper friendships where you go beyond the surface level. And that's what fills us. That's what fuels us. That's what brings us closer and allows us to live from our most authentic selves. And I want to just share with everyone listening in regards to the hosting. I too am waving my hand over here when Jordan was talking, but I love to host. And for 9 years, we hosted this holiday party. And then with kids, it just got a little bit more complicated and it almost felt like a burden. We enjoyed it. We loved it, but it was a lot of prep. It was a lot of planning. Then we tried a fall fest because we wanted to be that place, that friend group to bring everybody together. And we might get back into that, but it just made me think of the holidays and how we can make things simpler on ourselves. If that means asking a friend or asking a family member to host, that might be the way to go. If that means getting part of it catered, that also might be the way to go. If that means to, instead of making a whole full 3-course meal, maybe you're making soup. That's what Matt and I actually switched to for Christmas Day.
I love that.
Easy on us, right? We don't want to have that stress and take away from what matters most to us during that time of the year. So I was just thinking, and I was writing some notes about the whole cater thing. And even though it's not what you might have been used to or what you do, you can cut some corners places. It's still going to be as beautiful. It's the people that matter. It's the experience that matters most. Also with saying yes to different things or saying no to different things, I think it's really helpful to ask yourself questions when an event comes up. So if you are invited to something, take a moment to say, like, does this fit in to how we want the holiday season to feel? And will everybody be happy going to this? And will it leave us feeling fulfilled and happy and joyous around this holiday season? Then we're able to be really protective over our time. Maybe you're scheduling something on one Saturday and you're going to skip the thing that's on Sunday because you know how you work, you know yourself, and you want that Sunday to be a homebody day, a connection day, a slower day with, you know, holiday movies and hot chocolate. So really stop and pause before you quickly just say yes. And then feelings of regret come in, or that burnout during the holiday season can be a lot more evident.
Yeah. Or the guilt of having to say you don't want to go, you know, or canceling last minute. You know, that's the thing too, right? People host a lot of things and then they plan around the number of people that are coming. And then you're part of that number. And hey, I get it. Listen, you know, the beginning of the year or the beginning of the holidays, things sound really, really exciting. And then you become overwhelmed. And people understand, right? It's again, communication and saying, as soon as you recognize that something is not going to work, just letting yourself know, letting your partner know, letting your kids know, letting whoever it is that you committed to know, as much as I want to do that, unfortunately, it's not feeling like it's going to work. I wanted to let you know as soon as possible that I'm no longer going to be able to commit to that. Can we get together after holidays? That's going to come up a lot, right? Is there any way we can get together in January? This is getting a little.
What you just said though, Jordan, because I think too, and this is like totally off topic, but I talk with like a couple of my friends and family members about this, about declining or RSVPing and how for some reason at this age group of ours, some people just like don't RSVP or respond in a timely manner. And I think having that, you know, being able to be upfront with someone and say, it's not going to work. I also just want to share, if you're listening, so the way that Jordan just shared that response, if she's invited someplace and it's not going to work, also, you don't have to give a whole full-blown reason. You could say, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for the invitation, but we're just not going to be able to make it. And I did a podcast episode on boundary setting a couple of episodes back. I'll link it in the show notes, but it gives you some really great ways on how to say no while still being kind and gracious. And I think that, you know, your time is precious. Your experiences are precious, and it's okay to be a little bit overprotective, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah. It's okay to say, you know, as much as I would love to make it work, it's just not going to work. Or, hey, I've got a commitment to myself. You know, there oftentimes you're like, well, I don't really have anything else on the calendar, so I should just say yes. You can have something on that calendar very darn quick if you just put 2 hours of me time. It needs to happen in order for me to show up to the next portion of the day. Because what happens during busy times is, when I talked about compartmentalizing your month, when we were talking about front loading the month, in a lot of ways, we compartmentalize our holiday season, like by the day, right? We've got AM and AM, you know, commitments, PM commitments. You've got kids that have naps like I do, and things revolve around that. And you want to squeeze everything in that you can, and you don't want to disappoint anybody. But if at the end of the whole thing, you've disappointed yourself, I know that's cliche, but if you can hold that in a really high up on your priority list, you are going to come out of the holiday season feeling really proud of yourself. And I think one of the things that you and I were talking about when we were going back and forth in preparing for today, the other day, was how do you want to remember yourself during this time of your life? Do you want to remember yourself as spread too thin, as frazzled, as cranky, unhappy, triggered, tired, just not yourself even? No, I don't think any of us want that. But there's so many years and so many different small periods of time where we come out of it going, I could have done that differently, and I wish I would have. Don't just stop doing, just go into it and say, how do I want to go into this so I don't feel that way at the end?
Love that. And that's so powerful. And remember, you are in the driver's seat, right? This is your life. We get to decide how we are going to show up, but we do have to help ourselves. So I really hope that this was helpful for all of you as we head into the most wonderful time of the year. So just a couple of things to remember as you are embarking on December. Remember the end in mind. I love how Jordan walked us through that. How do we want to feel at the end of it? How do we want to look back? How did it all go? Really allow that visualization to come to life so you feel connected to it. So you actually, you know, stay in alignment to make that happen. Also, maybe you'll try Wrapped and Done by December 1. So all those packages, all the boxes, everything, you know, piling up isn't kind of taking away from the present moment. Maybe you'll do little by little, or maybe you'll have a party on the night of November 18th with your spouse, pour some wine, watch a show, and get to wrapping. And with that being said, I should probably start on my Christmas list. I think one of the biggest pieces here is communicating with your spouse. The way that Jordan described that and explained that to us and the importance of it, and we know that, being able to communicate and articulate our needs while also holding space for what they want as well. And bring your whole family into it. We actually did that last year. I know my kids are a little younger than your older ones, but we asked Emma, what are two things that she's hoping and dreaming of doing this holiday season? Bring your kiddos into it. It also makes for a more memorable time. And then prioritizing three special things. and then taking time off. Taking time off. If you have those PTO days, here's a nudge from Jordan and I. Go put in for it. You are worthy of it. You are deserving of it. And maybe you will map out your business and your job so you can truly front load the beginning of December. So you can truly slide in and embrace, enjoy, indulge in whatever way that looks like. Maybe it's rest. Maybe it's parties. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're vibing this holiday season, you have the ability and you have the, you know,
permission.
Oh, thanks. Permission.
Yeah.
To do that, to do whatever you are feeling this year. And it might look different than last year's. Jordan, do you have any last things, tips, remarks you want to leave the community with today?
I would just say that there's just so much more in our control than sometimes we think. And being able to just take a minute and take some deep breaths and maybe envision the last few years and take an opportunity to even write down the things that have gone well in your past holiday seasons and write down those things that you want to bring into this one. Oftentimes we're so hard on ourselves, like, oh, you know, these are all the things I don't ever want to do. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And sometimes we need to just let ourselves off the hook. Sometimes I tell clients to do this around certain decisions they're making in their life. Write a list of all the things you don't want to bring into this holiday season. All the things you just want to say no to, all the things you need to let go of, and give yourself some grace. Rip that list up, throw it in the garbage, bring out a new piece of paper and write down all the things you want to continue doing, all the things you want to bring with you that are positive, and start establishing those expectations and that end in mind with a really positive and healthy mindset about yourself and what you contribute to your family and to your friend groups and to your community, and go into it with that feeling of yourself versus all the things that you wish that you could have done differently in the past.
That's incredible. And I hope that you go find a pad and a pen so you can do that. And I plan on doing that. And I'm going to show it to you, Jordan, for accountability.
I love that.
But I love that, really taking the time, because it is worth it in the end. It's worth it in the now to really take time to take out what is not serving you and to focus on what you are wanting in this moment. Jordan, it has been an honor to hear from you, to hear, you know, the business coach side of you, but also the mom side of you and just the community builder that you are. I'm so grateful that you were able to have this conversation around the holidays as we head into a busy but truly wonderful time of year. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This was so fun. I feel like we could have talked forever and ever, and we have to remind ourselves that this is not a never-ending podcast. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate
it. So true. All right, everyone. As always, thank you so much for letting us be a part of your day and listening to Our Mindful Way.